You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
All right, let's take the show home now look at our property feature in which we are looking at the cost of downsizing your home. So the cost of living is really high right now for a lot of people, and many of us are looking at different areas where we can cut back and save more. And, you know, for some individuals, it could be moving to a smaller home that seems cheaper at the surface, but when you look at the nitty-gritties below that surface, it could actually end up costing you a little bit more than you expected. We've got Andrea Taka, the director of Mortgage Me Fumong, on this. Andrea, thanks so much for your time. The maths seems simple on the surface. I mean, downsizing means more savings, but you say that it's a lot more complicated than that. Tell us why.
Fifi, hi. It is a little bit more complicated. It is definitely worth understanding the reasons why you are deciding that downscaling is the option for you. And if you're doing it because the cost of living is high and you need to make some cutbacks, then there are possibly some other options that you should look at before you go through the process of downscaling, which is, in the short term, a costly one.
All right. Break down those costs for us, for many people right now who are looking at the fact that, say, for instance, since they bought their home in November last year, we have had interest rates increasing by, I think, around 275 basis points, almost 3%. And that has meant a lot more rands that they've had to pay on their mortgages. And they're thinking right now, oh, my goodness, what to do. So break down the cost that they need to be mindful of if they are thinking of downscaling because of a financial vulnerability right now.
So in the short term, let's look at long term. In the long term, having a smaller property means that your maintenance is going to be less, your rates and levies and your taxes are going to be less. Obviously, your bond payment is going to be smaller. You're going to pay less insurance. All of that reduces as the scale and the size of your property reduces. But in the short term, you become a potential seller, which means you're going to have to put your house on the market. There are a whole lot of upfront costs that you need to have cash on hand in order to fund those before you can actually affect the sale of your property. So before you can put your house on the market, an estate agent is going to ask you for a whole lot of compliance certificates. Those are now mandatory as a part of a home sale, and those come at a cost to you. If you've got gas, you're going to need one of those. You're certainly going to need it for electricity, et cetera, et cetera. You might well have been living in your property for a number of months or years and ignored a couple of those cracks or badly painted rooms or aspects of your house that need maintenance or repairs, and you're guaranteed to get a better resale value on your house if you fix all of those. Again, that comes at a cost, and you might well need to look at paying some of your rates and taxes in advance or covering the cost of those for a month or two while your house is on the market or while the transfer process is affecting. And all of those come at an upfront cost that you need to have cash on hand. Mm-hmm. If you're battling to pay off the difference between your home loan installment now versus what it might have been 2.5 years ago, these costs might well be out of your reach.
Mm-hmm. So I imagine this applies to homeowners only. Or are there considerations that people who are renting right now, renting a bigger apartment or renting a house, that are looking to downscale also need to bear in mind if they're doing so for financial reasons?
So there are definitely fewer cost concerns that renters need to worry about. Understanding the term of your lease is important. If you are at the end of your lease and you are finding the cost of that rental property is just too much to bear at the moment because everything seems so much more expensive now than it did a year ago, then it is certainly worth looking at the opportunity to downscale. Also, sit down with your landlord and discuss whether there are any options that he's got for possible reduction. And having that conversation up front means, if it's obviously successful, it means that you're not necessarily going to have to go through the trauma of finding another apartment, the cost of moving, the cost of paying an upfront deposit for 1 or 2 or 3 months rent. So all of those, again, come at a cost for renters. It's certainly less of a concern for them than if they had to put their house on the market and go through the process of selling and paying a estate agent commission.
Yeah, you said that sellers had or should consider another option or other options who are looking to downscale just as a result of things being financially tough right now. What are those options that are available to them?
So if your property allows for you to take on a tenant, it's certainly worth working out whether the cottage at the bottom of your garden could bring in potential revenue for you. It, again, might involve a little bit of an upfront spend to sort out the maintenance that might be required on that. And then you certainly do need to call your insurance brokers and inform them that you're going to be going through the process of finding a tenant. But looking at your property and working out if there are options for additional revenue streams, be it a full-time tenant, be it possibly Airbnb, it, all of those are options to people. There are less dramatic things that people can look at when it comes to cutting the cost in other aspects of their lives, bearing in mind that cutting your insurance is probably not a very sensible move. But re-looking at how you spend your money and taking, it's often a very long, hard and difficult process to look at where you could make cutbacks. But doing that, which means that if you do it successfully, you should have more money left in your pocket. That should help you fund the differential between an installment now versus one of 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose also, I mean, just in terms of your property value, even if you are doing it for reasons other than financial weakness or concern right now, when you do sell, it's about timing, right? And it's about ensuring that you're doing it at the right time in which the property that you're staying in has gained enough value for you to walk away with a good deal.
Exactly. It's about how the property is appreciated in proportion to how much of it you have paid off. In effect, how much equity have you created? So let's say you bought a property for 2 million rand. You've now paid off 1.5 million rand of that property. It means you've created, in effect, equity, wealth, to the tune of about 1.5 million rand. If you can sell that property for 2.5 because it's appreciated, all of a sudden that equity that you've created has gone up. So it's around how long you've owned a property for and how well you've been able to pay off those installments. The more you throw into your bond when you get bonuses or when there's a cash windfall, obviously the quicker you can start paying off the capital portion of your loan as opposed to just the interest. All of those contribute towards how much equity you can create at a certain point in time, along with how all the properties in your neighborhood have appreciated, the percentage of that appreciation and how much that property value has gone up every year. All is really only something you can calculate at the point.
Right. Sure, we've seemed to have lost Andrea there, but we have also come to the end of the show, but really giving us some nice food for thought for those who are looking to make the downsize move to save costs. Andrea Tucker, Director of Mortgage. Me wrapping up the market update for today. Thanks so much for listening. Handing you back over to the news desk at SAFM for your 7 o'clock bulletin. Goodbye.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.